T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. You know, later in the show, I will play that to the chorus, and I will ask you to crank up the music. But it's still a little early, right? We're only on the second hour of the show. Great text coming in during the break. And if you'd like to contribute, 803-0930 on the text board. That's also the phone number to call us here at WBEN, 803-0930. We are talking about the potentially pending strike that could be starting at Mercy Hospital very soon. And by very soon, I mean tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Mercy Hospital yesterday morning, suspended labor and delivery service, delivery services at the hospital. Also, they have suspended pending surgeries, elective surgeries. And if you've been affected by that, give us a call at 803-0930. Also, are you a healthcare worker? Do you know a healthcare worker that can explain these conditions that a lot of our nurses are working in right now when it comes to a hospital? I mean, the last hour we heard from a gentleman that called in says that the conditions his wife's working through right now are awful. The short staffing, the long hours without a break, it just adds to an already stressful situation. Then we heard from a caller that said this is going on in Rochester as well, to the point where they are offering overtime plus incentive money. So that's going on. 803-0930. Here is what is at stake Friday morning. Okay, so this is at Mercy Hospital. We have the health system spending millions of dollars to ensure that the hospital stays open with replacement workers, and as we mentioned, has suspended patient services. Unionized workers at the hospital are prepared to start to join the picket line at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. This would also have an impact given the COVID-19 numbers here. And as Larry Zielinski said here on WBEN this morning, that a strike would be a disaster for all. So this is something that is very rare. We do not see this happening much in New York State, which is good. But take it from this person right here. And the texter said, don't use their name. I will not use their name. They said, I hope they strike. The administration does not have their back. Everything is taken out on the nurses from doctors who are in a bad mood and do not remember their own orders, patients who believe because they are sick gives them the right to throw tantrums, abusive language towards a nurse, and throw their food tray, and family members who can be twice as bad. Nurses want to help patients. They are compassionate and are taking the only option they have left. I'm sorry. Nurses want to help the patients. They are compassionate people. And that is the reason they become a nurse, not to be everyone's whipping doll. They are human beings just like you. They have reached the breaking point, and the only option they have left is to strike. This is at all hospitals, not just South Buffalo Mercy. That coming from a texter. Also, another texter says, my wife is a nurse through the the same health system. Staffing has been an ongoing issue. It is unsafe for patient care, and to expect nurses to work 12 hours without the opportunity to take lunch or even use the restroom. Other support staff will get the opportunity, but nurses are expected to go the 12 hours without. Seems to be a similar point here on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Kristen in Buffalo. Kristen, good afternoon.
Hi. I am an ICU nurse. I work at ECMC. And just kind of commenting, I know one ECMC nurse had said, you know, that we shouldn't strike, but and we can at ECMC. But the other side of that is that, for instance, an ICU nurse should have either one patient or two, depending on the acuity. And if you have short, if you're short-staffed, like recently, I had three patients the last two weekends that I worked. But every time you add an additional patient, you end up impeding the care delivery. So the poor outcomes can happen because of that. So when the nurses are striking, it's not just for their own personal situations, it is also for the patients, because otherwise these institutions aren't going to do anything about the situation.
Kristen, let me ask you, what is a average workday for you as a nurse, as an ICU nurse?
You know, it varies. Sometimes the shift goes pretty well, but, you know, when you have three patients, you don't really get to take a break. You get admissions. Overnights is even worse at the hospital. They often have three patients in the ICU. It's busy. I tend to eat lunch, you know, on the fly. You don't really get your true breaks at work.
How much have you been working any overtime with the staff shortages and having extra patients?
No, I don't work overtime because I'm also in school. But even then, you kind of run into an issue if you have nurses working 40 hours a week and now they're picking up more hours and they're more burned out. Even that has been shown. I mean, research has shown that even it starts to impede care the more hours that nurses are working, especially without breaks.
Kristen, do you know if the hospital you are at is expecting any overflow from the diverted ambulances at South Buffalo Mercy?
I don't know, but I have no idea how we could, because our emergency department is constantly full. We have just the last couple weekends we had between 30 and 45 patients waiting for an open bed to be admitted.
Wow. Kristen, thank you for that. That is Kristen in Buffalo giving more insight into the situation. Like I said, not just at Mercy Hospital, but hospitals around the area as we deal with short-staffed, as we deal with, as you heard Kristen say, dealing with people waiting for beds. This has been happening all over the region. This is not just a Mercy, South Buffalo Mercy thing, but they are the ones that are about to strike over a lack of staffing and also wages. And I think the more we talk about it with nurses around the area, the better idea we can get of where these nurses are coming from and why it has gotten to this point. And as I mentioned last hour, you know me and unions. I am not a big fan of unions. I'm usually not the kind of person that would support any kind of picketing, any kind of walkout. But from what I'm seeing, from what I'm reading, I want to get more of what's going on in this situation. What has driven these individuals to just think that striking is the best, and you hear of what people are going through. You heard just now from an ICU nurse who's been dealing with more patients on her regular shifts. We've heard from hospitals that are offering their full-time nurses overtime plus incentives. We've heard of nurses that aren't getting a lunch break, that some that, you know, have to wait to use the restroom. And again, this all comes back to what I talked about in the 2 o'clock hour, an already stressful situation that we that these individuals are dealing with. You know, you go to work in a hospital, it's not like my job coming here and working in radio. You know, it's going to be a stressful situation. You are going to have obstacles throughout your shift, and you are there to to try to give someone the best care and get them out of there as quickly and as healthy as possible. But when you are taking on more patients, when you are doubling the patients that you are getting, Kristen said it perfectly. You can't give the same care when you're used to working with two patients in the ICU, and now you have to take three or four on. It's not the same. Every one of those patients will be affected by you taking on an extra patient. 803-0930, star 930. Ask the union / nurses who makes more money than the other nurses in the country other than California. Yes, it's the nurses in Western New York. Where would you like the hospital to find nurses if you can't find people to work at any job? And that goes into the staffing issue as well, right? I mean, we already have a problem with people finding employment all around the region, all around the country. You've got people because of certain things, certain incentives that are going on that people are staying at home, you know, and now it's happening at the healthcare level. It's happening in hospitals. And that's, you know, if anything can shine a light on what's been going on when it comes to the employment issue here in Western New York, this, what we've been talking about for the last 90 minutes, and what Mike Siegel talked about this morning, I think has really shined a light on where this is affecting us. And now, again, you're talking about this domino effect. Mercy Hospital can't take patients, are diverting ambulances. Well, now you're going to take those patients to hospitals that are already short-staffed, that are already having too many patients per nurse. And it's just an ugly situation. And yes, it is going to affect those that need the services of the hospital, that need to have surgery, that need to have other inpatient services. You are now suspending those. You might be also putting people to the point where they have to go and look for those services somewhere else. So, again, this comes back to what I talked about at the beginning of the show, just a stressful situation, and not just stressful on the nurses and on the doctors and those that are working at the hospital, but stressful on those who depend on these services, stressful for those who have been waiting for that elective surgery, right? I mean, I'm sure a majority of people listening to me have had to have some type of surgery or known someone who had to have a surgery. You know, the lead up, the build up to getting that done, the sense of, you know, relief being around the corner that this will finally get done. And now you're being told that it's suspended, and good luck going somewhere else to find this because you already have a shortage issue at other hospitals. So it's not like there's a situation where if it's an elective surgery, you can go rush to another hospital and get it done. That doesn't seem to be the case from the people we have talked about this afternoon and from the text I am seeing on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Seems to be that this staffing issue is an issue at every hospital in Western New York, and that it is putting a strain on our nurses, and that if a nurse is working over 40 hours, you are talking about someone who is burnt out, also dealing with more patients. I mean, talk about working over overtime, because on your regular shift, you're dealing with more patients than you're used to, and now you're going to work extra hours still dealing with more patients than you're used to. I mean, this is a bad situation for everybody, and it looks like that light that has not been shined on it yet. If you haven't been talking about it before today, you're definitely talking about it today, and tomorrow morning when you wake up and there is a strike going on outside of Mercy Hospital, potentially, I definitely think it will shine the light. And the text that we are getting on the text board, the calls that we have been getting, seems like this is an issue for a long time. This has been an issue for a few months. This isn't something that just popped up, and that we are dealing with a burnout situation for a lot of our employees at hospitals. And again, talk about stress inside the hospital. I think that's going to put stress on the community. It's going to put stress on those who really might need those services. And, you know, it might be an elective surgery, but I think we've all had something that we've wanted to get resolved quickly, and now we're being told that that's suspended, that's put on hold, and since it's not an emergency surgery, you might have to walk around with that ailment a little longer. And that's not good for anybody. I mean, that is just adding stress to a stressful situation. 803-0930, star 930. Someone said, I'm an airline pilot. Union, rule number one, never cross a picket line, ever. Your life will be a living, a living hell, and you'd be better off working elsewhere. So maybe that is a rule to those that may be thinking tomorrow that they will cross the picket line. And, you know, again, something that, you know, when I think unions, I think of people picketing. I am not a I am not a fan of most unions. We've done this show. We've talked about this. But from what I'm seeing on the text board, from what I'm hearing, the phone calls, the accounts of people that are living this right now, I have to say I can see where this has come to a boiling point. And I don't think that anyone's calling in with false accounts of what's going on. But if what our callers have described is what's going on at Mercy Hospital, is going on at the hospitals all around the region, then I can understand, especially at the wages that were mentioned, I can understand where we have reached a boiling point, especially when I'm working my 12-hour shift, I'm not getting a break, I can't go to the restroom, and you're giving me double the patients. I can see where we've hit that boiling point. And again, I am never the person to say, you know, get your sign and go picket. But the last 90 minutes has really opened my eyes to a situation, again, I don't think a lot of people knew. And maybe I'm the only one. Maybe I'm Mr. Naive. But this is not, I knew of the issues we had with the flooding of the hospitals last March, obviously, at the beginning of the pandemic when no one knew what was going on. But I did not realize that this had been going on as long as it's been going on and that it was still a problem, especially to the point where we have people working to burnout levels. We have people working to the point where they are pulling 12 plus hour days. They are pulling 5 to 6 of those 12 hour days. And now to the point where hospitals are throwing you extra money so they can keep some kind of staff on because of these shortages. It's a really ugly situation that we have going on here at our hospitals. The one place that I think most people would agree we want to be fully staffed and fully ready to take care of us should something happen. 803-0930, star 930, that's the phone number. 803-0930, that's the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Carrie is in Buffalo. Carrie, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing well. What do you think about all this?
Well, I mean, a lot, as all of us nurses have been thinking a lot about. I just wanted to also mention, you know, kind of coupling on what that other nurse discussed about doubling the patients. Nurses are not just doing nurse work as well. So, you know, say out of a regular med-surg floor, you're supposed to be, say, 4 to 1, 4 patients to one nurse. And so we're now 7 to 1 with no ancillary staff, meaning nobody to help with baths, nobody to take garbages out, nobody to pass the food trays, nobody to run your labs. So all of the extra ancillary staff also that we had maybe pre-COVID that had already dwindled down, that is also gone. So nurses are not just passing meds and talking to doctors. We're taking the garbage out. We're literally walking you downstairs because there's no transporters. We're sitting in an MRI room waiting for your MRI to be complete and running back upstairs hoping our patients are still alive. So it's not just nurse work that we're doing. It's everything that we're doing.
So you're not just picking up more patients. You're picking up more jobs.
Every single job in the hospital right now is dependent on one nurse, and she's overworked. She's exhausted. We've been in fight or flight mode for 2 years straight without a break. Some people might have had a break. Nurses have not. We've dealt with death. We've dealt with struggling in our own lives and struggling not to be able to care for the ones that we're supposed to be caring for, which is even more hurtful. So it's a bigger burden than just double patient load. It's the whole hospital is on our shoulders, and it's been since the beginning.
Carrie, let me ask you: at the worst, what was the highest patient to nurse ratio
that I've seen?
Yes,
I've had eight at a time,
and that's
four of them. four of them will say were psychiatrically compromised, needing eyes on at all times, and the other four were critically needing medical care. So not only chasing patients down the halls, when these patients would usually have ancillaries watching them, making sure they're safe, not going in other patients' rooms, say, you know, whatever. So it's not just in the number, it's the acuity of the patients and what their diagnoses are. So you can't have eyes on at all times, you know, aggressive patients, people that are running out, ETOH alcohol withdrawalers jumping out of bed, nobody to catch them because you're trying to start an IV. You know what I mean? So it's just it's the acuity of the patients, but yeah, the patient load, but also the whole hospital is on our shoulders.
So eight to one patient to nurse, and then you're also having to get food trays and take the trash out.
Yep.
Now let me ask you, Carrie, have you also had to put in overtime hours?
I've done minimal overtime because I'm trying to protect my own mental health. The money's not worth it to me. Like the other nurse had said, we're burnt out. You know, we're getting stressed out to the point where we're making mistakes. And it's already a dire situation for us as it is. I can't call it and I can't talk for other nurses. But for me, myself, I'm exhausted. The overtime money isn't worth it for me. And the job that I'm supposed to be doing is not getting done appropriately at times, which makes my day even worse.
Carrie, thank you so much for giving us a little view of what's going on. We appreciate the phone call. That's Carrie in Buffalo. Really, I mean, spelling out what is going on. Not only are we talking about nurse to patients, but having to pick up other jobs that usually aren't on the nurses because of the staff shortages we are seeing at hospitals here in the region.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Suddenly last summer, that's when it happened. It's Beamer in for Bowerly. How you doing? Thursday afternoon here on News Radio 930 WBEN. As I always say, great to be with you. It's always a good opportunity to talk to the great people of Buffalo. And I will echo the words of Mike Siegel. He said it again today. You guys are a great audience. It is a pleasure to be able to come on here, a privilege to be able to come on here and talk with you. And like I said, I am still just so it makes my heart feel so full and happy. All the well wishes I had on Facebook over the weekend means a lot. Means a lot that people that listen to the station reached out, and you guys are great. You guys are. Someone just texted in, "Where the hell is Bowerly?" Tom will be back on Monday, trying to regain his voice, but he will be back Monday. Texter, And tomorrow, Mike Siegel will be in for Bowerly, as I will take the earlier shift filling in for David Bellavia. So same lineup as today, just reverse the afternoon shows. And I'll also be on BMAZ and Beamer. So you don't want to miss that tomorrow as we get into the weekend. Today, right now, we're talking about the potential strike that we are just hours away from at Mercy Hospital and the staffing situation at local hospitals here in Western New York. We have heard some eye-opening stories the first 90 minutes of the day. I mean, some of the situations that these nurses are working in, and we are going to get right back to it. We're going to go to Lucky in Orchard Park. Lucky, good afternoon.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Tell us about your situation.
Okay, so I'm a nurse in the emergency room for Catholic Health, and I just want to say that I feel like, you know, they have this big campaign saying what heroes we are, healthcare heroes and everything like that, but I feel like I've gone from a hero to a zero. All we really want is, in addition to safe staffing, is a living wage. I mean, everything's gone up so much. We haven't had a raise in a year. They want to cut our wages. They want to cut our health care benefits and our pension. And some of these nurses have been working for Catholic Health all their life. It's a smack in the face. I'm so angry.
And what is the current working situation? I mean, are you pulling overtime shifts? Or are you being burned out with your shifts at the hospital?
I am so crispy, it's not even funny. I will not do overtime. I literally can't sleep the night before I have to go to work. It's so bad anymore. It's so bad. So many people are leaving. They're going to other states. They're going, you know, they're retiring early. They're going to other hospitals. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I've never, in 32 years as a nurse, I've never seen anything like this in my life.
And I'm guessing this is a job that you for a long time loved, right? I mean, this had to be a more recent development.
It is. It really, it's ever since the COVID thing started flaring up. At first, you know, they would give us food. They give us the plastic water bottles, everything like that. But this contract thing, I just feel like it's the ultimate smack in the face. I love taking care of patients. I'm still at the bedside after all these years, but the conditions that they have us working under, like, you wouldn't believe, supplies are missing. We don't have enough disinfectant wipes. You don't have urinals for the patients. There's no bedpans. There's no syringes. There, you know, you have to dole out the mask. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And then they're going to build this new hospital out in Lockport. I'm like, how does that happen? Agency nurses, they're getting over $120 an hour that they're going to be paying these skips. It's ridiculous. And I feel disrespected. I feel devalued. And I'm so angry.
Lucky, do you know where they are getting these replacement nurses from?
I don't know. I know they have agencies, and that is what they do, is they bring in staff when there's a strike. But you know what? The patients are going to suffer. The hospital's going to suffer. And it's just, it's unfair. I mean, we're just asking for what we deserve. We just don't want any of our benefits cut. Just leave everything the same and let us have a little bit of a wage increase every year. I mean, it's not that much to ask.
Let me ask you, you said something about a bedpan shortage. Is that something that's been going on?
Every month, it's a different lack of supplies, whether it's the urinals, the bedpans, the disinfectant wipes. What have you, syringes, like so many just basic things. I'm like, is this a hospital or what? Like, what is going on here? I don't understand.
Wow.
It's not just here in Buffalo. Nurses all over the nation are striking. We are so sick of it. We're just burnt out. We're sick of being disrespected and undervalued because healthcare is all about making money now. And I can't stand it anymore.
So, Lucky, at 6 o'clock, will you be on the picket line tomorrow morning?
You better believe it.
All right, Lucky. Well, we look forward to talking to you then. That is Lucky in Orchard Park, giving another account of what it is like to work in these hospitals, and again the stress that these nurses are going through. And let me tell you this: if someone would call in with a different account, because now I'm getting, you can never win on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. But you're now getting people that are saying, well, what about this? What about that? If someone would call in and say, you know, where I work, it is nothing like these last two accounts. You know, the hospital I'm at has been this, this, and this. We'll take your call. You know, I'm not censoring anyone's call. You want to call in with an account of what's going on, call in, let us know. So far, for the first 2 hours of the show, we have heard some brutal accounts of what is going on in these hospitals here in Western New York. Let's go to Joe in Buffalo. Joe, good afternoon.
How you doing, Joe? How you doing?
I'm doing well. What do you got for us?
Well, I'm a father of two nurses at ECMC, 24-year-old and 30-year-old. And let me tell you, the journey to become nurses was grueling beyond belief. These guys studied, stayed in their rooms for 2 to 3 years. Finally, they became nurses. Then they love their job, work at ECMC, and then all of a sudden this mandate comes out. They're not going to get vaccinated. No way. That's their choice. So what you don't see is that these guys work 4 12-hour shifts, don't get lunch breaks. I mean, they get them, but you can't take them. You have to do all kinds of computer work. You have patients galore. I'm talking about you have people's lives in your hand. My kids have saved lives. Figuring out that a lady has a blood clot, that no one knew that. Calling the doctor just to be sure. The doctor says to them, you saved this lady's life. She had about 6 hours to go. Okay, and then we would be out in the public. If I would say, yeah, my sons are nurses at ECMC, people would say, thank you for your service and all that. Proud. Okay, everything's great. Now you have Comrade Hochul wants to do these mandates for young people like this. It's absolutely ridiculous. They have given up their life to become nurses, and the job, you want to know the truth, Joe? The job stinks. You're dealing with people, patients. That's the good part of it. You get abused beyond belief. They walk around walking into walls. They don't know what end of the stick is up because they're working through the night. But when they get off, how can they have a normal life? They can't. But I want to say one thing about the overtime, because you mentioned the overtime. Just so you know, ECMC calls every single day to our house for overtime. Every day. There's not one day that they don't call. Okay, fine. They can't take overtime. They never have. They can't. Okay, so my oldest son, who's 30, they put on this incentive where you get $25 more an hour. So he says, well, you know, maybe I'll try 4 hours. I don't know. We'll see. And so he puts in for the 4 hours. We'll get this one. He gets a call in the morning, stay home. Well, why? You said that I needed to work the overtime. We have certain criteria that we're looking at to get the overtime. And, you know, right now we're reviewing it. So basically, Joe, if you're not vaccinated, you're not getting anything. And let me tell you what Hochul has neglected here. She thinks she has everything figured out. I'll tell you what she doesn't have figured out. The vaccinated nurses are leaving. They're not going to take 8, 10 patients. They're going to either other hospitals or doing travel nursing. I'll give you an example of travel nursing. There's one job in Texas. 50 weeks, $126,000 plus the expenses. So you know what? Good luck, ECMC. We wish the best for them. It's been a good time, but it's a short-lived career the way you get abused over there. Because at ECMC, they don't have people that come around and clean and, you know, help the nurses. The nurses are all on their own. You know, an IV comes out, a catheter comes out. This is real life, man. You can't go to work and drop an anchor one day and just say, I'm going to coast through my shift. There's no such thing. You got to be on your toes. All the time.
Joe, let me ask you. If your sons are going to be excused because of the vaccine, what is their employment plan from here on out?
Well, you know, here's the thing. They make maybe $30 an hour at ECMC. They'll go make $20 an hour at Tim Hortons, and all they got to ask is if you want cream and sugar in your coffee. You know, and they're going to probably, honestly, I'm being facetious there.
Right.
They're going to probably do travel nursing and see what happens. Maybe there might be private situations. But they're not taking a shot. That's their prerogative. They don't want it. You know, in my house, they were vegetarians. We got filters. We got this for the water and all that. I mean, we're living a life here where we don't put any poison in our bodies. And when it came to COVID time, I want to go back to this. When it came to COVID time last year, they said, you're working the COVID floor. And they said, okay. And they didn't have the proper PPEs, but they went and did it. Now, my wife and I, and they live at home, and my wife and I are, you know, older, and they come home after working the COVID floor all night long, you know, bringing it home to us, and all that, and everything, they accepted it. But, you know, I don't know what the future is going to hold. We believe in God, and God is our Savior. And wherever God takes us, it takes us. It may be where we just have to leave the state, and that'll be just well for us because we love New York, we love Buffalo, but we can't live here anymore.
Joe, so many people are echoing those last few words you said about loving New York, loving Buffalo. But, you know, unfortunately for too many people, the time has come. I appreciate the call, Joe. By the way, I didn't go one day further down the extended forecast, but if you're thinking about the Bills game Sunday, it might be raining during your tailgate and definitely during the game. So just be prepared for that. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN, talking about the potential strike coming up at Mercy Hospital. And like I said, we will be on top of this tomorrow morning here on WBEN. No reason to go anywhere else. You know, wake up, tune in to WBEN on your radio or on the Odyssey app. You can even ask your smart speaker, okay, Google, play News Radio 930 WBEN. And we will have this covered. If it does get to this, if it does get to a strike outside of Mercy Hospital, we will be there. We will be covering it. We will give you nonstop updates of what is going on. So nowhere else to be tomorrow morning. And as I mentioned, I will be here in for Bowerly tomorrow morning. Mike Siegel will be in for... Did I say I'll be in for Bowerly tomorrow? I meant I'll be in for Bella Via tomorrow. Mike Siegel will be in for Bowerly tomorrow. And no matter what happens, we will definitely be covering it from all angles. 803-0930, star 930. That is the phone number, 803-0930. That is the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text number if you want to chime in on the conditions at regional hospitals, as we've heard for the first 2 hours. Also, are you a patient that has been affected by the suspension of services at Mercy Hospital? We'd like to hear from you. 803-0930. It's Beamer in for Bowerly, and we're back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.